Now we have team number two from the city of Salford. Great view from here, up here in my commentary box of the setup there. So instead of the swimmer on top standing on the shoulders of the swimmer underneath, this time she was actually standing on the hands of the swimmers underneath. Showing fantastic flexibility in that back arch lift. Again, two highlights in a row. We're seeing that more and more now. It's much more technically difficult to do two in a row than just one. Using music from the Black Swan film. So look out for any references to Swan Lake and ballet in this. I'm sure they will be, they will have weaved a lot of that into the choreography and into the story that they're trying to tell with this performance. So you can see that they're changing formation as they're upside down. Again, they will score higher marks for difficulty if they're able to do formation changes whilst they're upside down and doing movements with their legs. There's so many different things they have to concentrate on, not only their counts and making sure their execution is perfect, but also making sure their patterns are right at the same time. Really enjoying their tight patterns. They're very swimming very close together. That will help with the pattern changes to make them efficient. Slight timing error with one swimmer just splashing under the water before all of the others. This is where they need to keep concentrating. They need to keep counting. Great. And this time the swimmer on top is standing on the shoulders of the athlete underneath, which gives a more stable platform as long as their feet don't slip off the shoulders of the swimmer underneath. It's very, very risky. There's always potential for error on a lift like that. And that is why they practice them over and over and over again many times. And it's always much harder to do a lift in a whole swim through when you're much more tired than it is just practicing the lift on its own. Which is why synchronized swimmers have to practice their routines in small bits, then bigger bits, then bigger bits, then lots and lots of whole swims. That pattern just looking a little bit messy. I'm not completely clear what that formation's meant to be. One of my favourite pieces of music. And I like the way that they're doing lots of pair work, lots of four and four work. It keeps the choreography interesting and eye-catching for the judges, particularly those judges who are looking at the artistic impression score, which makes up 40% of the total score. They will be certainly looking out for originality, loads of highlights. We're seeing a lot of group lifts and highlights. Both of these routines that we've seen so far today. And a final finish. Well done to them. I thought they did a really good job.